Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 13th episode in this podcast reading series. The trial of Judgment Day continues, and the prosecution continues to speak the truth. The Son of Man exposes the crime of Catholicism, which is the religion of the Antichrist and the Beast. I will be reading the text of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is the presentation of entries 664 through 666 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatloshabubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies. Bless the Lord God of all the universe. Praise the holy name of the Lord. Greatness is in the brightness of the Lord's eyes, and the light of truth eternally comes from his mouth. The Son of Man beams with the words of God, and the light of truth comes from his mouth. All that the advocate for the victims of mankind says to the Lord God Almighty is the eternal truth.
It was not enough that his blasphemy corrupted mankind. The evil one sent his demons to possess priests of Catholicism. Those demonically possessed lunatics have blasphemed God by calling me Son of God, a mamzer, and eating my flesh. I have been falsely accused of being born of a virgin who was impregnated by the Spirit of Almighty God. Your Honor, I beg your forgiveness and forbearance, but this testimony of their crime must be stated. As I believe and know God is without sin, I was not born as a result of sinful incarnation. When I was born a man on earth, I was a natural child to a righteous man and a good woman.
For nearly 2,000 years since his death, Christ has been insulted with a scurrilous lie, being falsely accused of being a bastard child because God can't do anything, even if it is a sin. Goodness flows from the seat of the Lord. A crystal clear stream of truth and purity continuously flow from God, who is without sin. The Lord God Almighty is complete perfection. Son of Man takes a brief moment to pray. He prays to God for strength in this trouble. The statement of how Satan has tricked mankind into falsely accusing God of sin is unsettling. Calmness returns to the blessed advocate of man, the Savior of mankind, who was one of them, will also testify as a witness against Satan. Jesus Christ repented of all sin, even unto death.
It was not enough that the evil one cursed mankind with multiple written curses in a fraudulent text. All of what he did has divided all of humanity so that they fight among themselves about God. Satan has made a belief in God a purpose for war. Men will go to war to fight and kill each other in defense of their fraudulent ideologies they call freedom and God becomes their reason for committing murder. It has never been the commandment of God in His words through a prophet that men should hate and kill each other. God does not tell prophets to speak these lies to men, and God never tells men to kill each other.
O merciful Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The only God of all the universe is not alone. God is embraced by the loving spirits of the righteous. Son of Man has now stated the criminal charges, and the review of all the evidence will occur. It will not serve the Lord to tell it all at once, because God already knows all of it. The prosecution's initial charges have been presented. And there is much more to this crime than can be said. It is in the interest of the court and Almighty God that brevity prevail in the execution of those criminals.
If it would serve any further need of the Lord's desire to present more accusations and facts of these crimes, the plethora and abundance of which is extensive, then I will make it so as the Lord commands. At this time, the prosecution has said quite enough. And the preservation of time is an interest for me. There has already been too much time wasted, and the time allowed for repentance has passed. So shall it be that the time has come for Satan to stand trial for his crimes. God's justice will be swift and eternal. May the Lord adjourn to prepare his decision.
This concludes episode 13 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was The Scurrilous Lie. The Son of Man has exposed the satanic lie perpetrated by Catholics and pagan liars. He was not ever the Son of God, and God did not impregnate a human female. The truth of Jesus Christ was that God chose him, a man from all of humanity, to be God's Messiah. The blasphemy of Satan's scurrilous lie has been exposed. And all who accuse God of sin will perish in the chasm of fire. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael. ¶¶